Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. A little bit later in the show, our pal Grant Paulson will join us. He was out at Commanders training camp yesterday.
Yeah, I want to know how that looked.
We scrutinized his picture, asked people to give us their captions of Terry McLaurin and Adam Peters on the sideline. Hey, I had a quick question. I generally don't care about fashion, and I don't really care probably enough to change, but my wife gave me a hard time because I would just buy these ankle socks from Costco. All right. That's what I do. They're either Adidas or Nike. I'm not even sure which ones I'm wearing right now. They're Nike. Doesn't matter. But they creep up above the white shoe. Is that trifling? Now, I noticed Jason kind of has that too.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't theoretically supposed to have them not creep out? And she was like, that's a terrible look. I was like, well, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to wear? Just white socks?
I don't know. I think maybe a lot of people don't wear socks.
No, that's another level. They're called no-shows.
Yeah, but those things irritate. Like all those
what do you mean? They slip.
Yes, they slip.
All right.
And then sometimes
they can slip.
Sometimes like the Achilles area will start getting.
I will say this.
Yeah,
that blisters. That looks
trifling.
Yeah,
because you're wearing a dark with the white too. If you went at least with the white on white, it would be a better look.
Yeah, Jason's got the same thing. He's got his. I can see FootJoy over his Nikes.
But I don't. I don't care. I mean, I wore these to bed.
Yeah, let me see.
I don't get the whole wearing to bed and then wearing the next day.
Put it this way.
Well, I mean, they were clean when I put them on. I took a shower and I put them on. And
I go to the Safeway. Some people like in where I live. Some people dress up to go shopping and stuff. I go literally like I'm going to pump your gas. Or like, and I've been through like a hurricane. So I'll wear mismatching stuff. But if I'm like playing golf or something, I will wear no-shows. Like I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying?
It depends on where you're going. I guess I need to go and invest in some no-shows. I think I had no-shows for a long time. Yeah. And then they started to irritate me. And I just got to the point where it's like, I don't care. I'm just getting the socks that don't.
Believe
bother me that are more comfortable.
I'm far from a fashion guy. Like, I try to dress nice, and I play with guys that are naturally, they're all like Ryan Seacrest. They're all like, they just know how to dress.
You pretty much only dress nice for golf.
Yeah, or if I'm going to a dinner or something. I like to dress up if I'm going to dinner or something like that. But, and when I say dress up, I mean just like wear a belt. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Like business casual.
Look decent.
Right.
But my friends, they're at that point where they accessorize. So they got like nice belts. Uh-huh. And they know how to do it. I thought I was wearing something nice yesterday and I was too matchy matchy. No one said anything to me, but I just looked in the mirror and I went, I botched it today. It was too matchy matchy and I felt uncomfortable the whole day. Cuz at the end of the day, I don't really know how to dress. Some guys just know how to do it. I'd say, I think on the whole, Jason does a pretty good job cleaning up and dressing up well. I can do okay. I can do like a B. I get like a B grade.
But I just don't really put in the effort, you know?
I mean,
for years, to be honest, I would rely on like my mom buying me clothes. And now if Jess gets me some clothes or I get free clothes. Look, I had a compliment today from Chris, the valet. He was like, nice hoodie.
Yeah,
but this was a freebie from the Wizards.
That kid's nice. That's a nice kid.
I was at the valet. I just say stuff because I was at the Safeway yesterday. And I was so self-conscious, and you know exactly what this is. All you guys know what this is. When you're in your community and you see people that are like prime listening age, and you just know, you can just tell, like sports fan probably listens to the show, and they're just staring they're staring right through you. You just
right.
It doesn't happen all the time, but you see it. You see it, right? Is this guy staring right through me, right? As I literally look like I fell off a dump truck. Like I look so bad.
Right.
I didn't even wear a hat. sweating all day, hadn't showered yet, had a t-shirt and mixed, they didn't match my shorts, flip-flops with socks. I mean, I looked like I was, I really, like when they called the hospital on me and when I was in Florida, when I was sick. and it just, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing sometimes.
But you shouldn't, I mean, all you're doing is walking to work.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Down the half street.
I mean, no, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, I would try not to do that. If I'm going to wear dark socks, I'm probably going to have dark shoes. But I'm also, I don't really know. I try my best, but I don't really. But I think that's a no-no. I think dark socks got to go with dark shoes. I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think I'm a little bit of...
I think it would be okay because no one would know because they're not showing.
I think I'm a little trifling, but right. I'm kind of like Jason where, hey, these are the shoes or the socks that I bought at Costco. I don't know that I have dark shoes.
Right.
So just going to roll like that. Maybe I should buy some white ones.
By the way, you were talking about guys that you see at the golf course. My buddy was playing with Harris English yesterday at Caves Valley. He said Harris English is the nicest dude on the planet. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just says he's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's so smooth, too.
He's just smooth. And I think right now, currently.
I was trying to figure out who Harris English is. Most people are not going to know who Harris English is.
He's like a top 50 guy on okay. tour.
I just right now, he's number six on the.
Yeah.
So he's on the Ryder Cup standings.
He's probably won four or five times. I might be underselling him. But, you know, he's a winner on tour.
He's American.
He's a Georgia boy. He says he's just the nicest guy in the world.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to get him on the show, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I saw Tommy Fleetwood was at the Orioles game. I don't know. Did you see that? Tommy Fleetwood was at the Orioles game. So that was cool. Yeah, the boys are in town.
They are in
town.
They're
at Caves this week.
Caves because they're playing the BMW Championship.
Now I'm geographically challenged. I mean, it's embarrassing, but I just don't really. It's not something that locks in with me. I've been to Caves probably four or five times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've played it a few times. I've been there to watch the BMW 4 years or so ago. I'm geographically challenged. It's north of Baltimore, right? Yeah, it's north
Owings
of Baltimore.
Owings Mills, or wherever that is.
Yeah.
So isn't Owings Mills where the Ravens practice facility is?
Yeah, I've never been there, so I don't know that.
I've been there maybe once or twice.
Is it far from there, Valdez? It's kind of remote Caves, but I don't know. Like, is Owings Mills like where the Ravens play? Is it like 10 minutes away maybe? Or
It's not far from Towson.
Is that right?
I mean, I don't know in relation to where one winning drive is, but Owings Mills isn't like a huge,
it's not a huge town. City. Yeah, yeah. So are you going? Are you going to go? So it's in your backyard? Family's backyard? Your family's backyard?
No, I'm not going there from Virginia.
No.
That would be a hike.
That would be.
No, it would be a hike, but it would be, you know, it'd be a day for sure.
I'll enjoy it on TV.
Yeah. I think I'm going to enjoy it on TV too.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I went, we had an incredible sweet stuff, but it's still going to a golf tournament. It is a commitment because it's a lot of walking. I don't care how good your sweet seats are or whatever. It's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
And especially if you want to go out and actually follow the guys around.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth it for Augusta. Are you doing it at Augusta, by the way? Didn't you win tickets and everything?
I did. Well, not me personally.
But friends?
Yeah.
Connection?
Wacky Jackie and his father both won tickets for the Wednesday practice round.
Which is the perfect day to go. Did you sell them? Did they sell them? Or are they going to keep them?
No.
They're going to go.
Yes.
All right.
Aren't they making it extremely difficult now to sell those tickets?
I don't know.
I mean, it was before, but I heard in the last few years, they're like really cranking it up.
How can they do that? There has to be some sort of ID, the way they issue the ticket, and then you got to match your ID.
I'm not sure, but I did read a story that said that they are amping it up because they're tired of people selling them on eBay and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I got to do. Bucket list is get there.
Augusta. Yeah, you definitely go.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, to play there, that's a one in a million, but you got to at least go there, walk around the grounds just to appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm never going to play there, but yeah, I'd like to go there for a practice round. That'd be cool.
It is one of those things where there isn't a blade of, it's not exaggerated when people say it, there's not a blade of grass that's out of place.
Yeah,
Not a blade of grass that's not perfectly green, whether they painted it or whether it's just God blessing them.
Mm-hmm. And Jason has alleged no squirrels.
No, I said it's impossible not to have squirrels with so many trees, but apparently no one sees squirrels. So I don't know if they spray around the outside.
They probably kill them. Who knows? They don't care.
But also squirrels are, you know, they want to stay away from people. So when you, when you watch Augusta, it's always during the tournament. And there's a lot of people, so maybe they just stay up in the trees.
The other thing, and again, that you know, if you're a golf fan, you could appreciate it or whatever. But it's amazing. You go there, and there's no sign of it, but there's a complete underground town underneath it where all the 18-wheelers go, where all the workers go back and forth. So it's one of those deals where you have the above ground, which is pristine, unbelievable, and underneath, you have no idea. They literally have a whole town underneath for the workers, and you see none of it.
Right.
You know how, like, you might see somewhere, like, guys on a golf cart delivering food and beverage. And they actually have 18-wheelers that are doing all that stuff, the merch, everything.
It's like a Hollywood studio, right?
It's
in the middle of a blue-collar,
it's
trifling town.
It's truly.
Did you see there was, not a mass shooting, but there was a shooting there a couple weeks ago in Augusta.
No, I didn't see that.
I mean, not at the country club, but in the town.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
This article, Eric, says that, you know, one of the big reasons why is because you can't have phones on, right?
Yeah.
On the course. So they've always had the physical ticket policy.
Yeah.
Well, this past year, they were pulling people aside. They were grabbing people and investigating their tickets and making them show, like, questioning them where they got it from. Hmm. On the course, people had already gotten in and they were getting kicked out. Hundreds of people.
Wow.
The great thing, I can't remember... When I was
they don't mess around down there.
The practice squad. Honestly, I can't remember. Because I think, certainly on the practice round, I know this. You could bring cameras. So I brought a camera, right? It can't be some big one. But I got like a special, really, really, really nice small camera that you could bring in. They don't care. I can't remember if you're not allowed to bring your phones on a practice round. Certainly during a tournament. You know, they used to do that for regular tournaments. I can remember going years ago when cell phones first were sort of becoming ubiquitous. Mm-hmm. I can remember going to the Kemper. And you weren't allowed to have your phone. You certainly weren't allowed to have it out.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've given up. Now you watch any tournament on TV, and every time a player's near the fans, everyone's got their phones out taking video. Mm-hmm. Like you just got to obviously turn
the ringer off. Well, at Augusta, do you have to check your phone?
You check it. They have a checking thing.
All right, so you have to leave it
there. Or you leave it in your car.
Okay.
I know.
You can't squeeze it in. There's no way to get it in.
I mean, you can. You could...
But if they find you, they find out that you have one, they're going to kick you out.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Like, honestly, it's
I'd rather just keep it in my pocket and not put it, out.
I think Feinstein used to say he used to do that.
Yeah, I'd rather do
that. I think John used to, like, sneak it around, just have it on him in case anybody needs to contact him.
I mean, I wouldn't risk getting kicked out. I wouldn't bring it out so people could see it, but I don't want to check it and leave it.
But the practice round where Valdez is going, those are the best days because you can, it's less serious. It's a little less intense.
Yeah, so that was cool. My buddy played with Harris English.
That's me. All the guys are in town. This is the time.
Yeah.
Remember when they would play at Avenel or whatever, and we'd go to like the Palm and then we'd run into Sergio Garcia? What are the spots where the guys are going to be at that are playing at Caves? Obviously, they were at Camden Yards.
I don't know if they're staying downtown.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever they're staying, it's got to be like some cool steakhouses.
Is there a Ritz right there?
There's got to be something there, where the guys are.
There is like a Palm like steakhouse inside of, I think it is a Ritz.
Really?
Yeah, that's like on the rooftop. It's like a rooftop.
Well, all the Live players when they came to RTJ to play, they were all. I mean, some of them stayed in the lodges on the course, but a lot of them stayed at the Ritz and Tyson's.
Right.
And that's a hike.
From Tyson's to RTJ.
At RTJ this year. Remember they had the Live tournament was there?
Yeah, yeah. They did announce, by the way, they're coming back to Trump.
They're coming back to Trump,
yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
They made that official.
Hey, you just mentioned Feinstein a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure many people are aware of this, but if you are missing the 8 a.m. segment on Fridays, which we all are, you just missed John's voice and stories.
It was just fun.
You really got to get on the audiobooks that he did. It just takes you back to the 8 a.m. segment of John reading his books to you with that same cadence and delivery. It's so like heartwarming. AWOD put me onto it because he had been listening to Season on the Brink and a couple other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great way to kind of reconnect with John's legacy, I think.
I think that's a great idea. And I have to tell you, of all the people that we've had on the show, people pass. That John Feinstein death has affected me more than I think more than any other. I think about John.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger?
If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quite often for someone that I had an antagonistic relationship with, I really did, but I also respected the hell out of them and, you know, had nice interactions with them and we tried to get through our differences or whatever, but I just respected and watched him since I was a kid. But his death, the way it has affected me, like most people, if they're casual, you know, if we have some MLB writer that dies, you feel bad for him for a couple days, never think about him again. John pops in my mind occasionally, somewhat frequently.
Once a week?
I mean, somewhat frequently. I don't want to put a number on it.
Right.
But a shocking number of times. Like, that dude affected me. Like, I feel like I lost a friend. And even though we had an antagonistic relationship. It's not like I went to lunch with the guy, but we had him on every Friday. He was someone that we all grew up with.
You pretty much didn't agree on anything.
And no, we agreed on some sports takes. We did agree on some sports takes.
Some.
And we fought through it.
I can't tell you how many
people. And I respected him.
I talked to just buddies of mine who would love to listen to Feinstein.
Oh, I know.
And they just say, man, I miss him.
And it really hit me the other day because the Billy Joel, I watched the stupid Billy Joel doc. Which, by the way, I love Billy Joel. I do love. Who doesn't love Billy Joel? Like, if you don't like Billy Joel, you're not a nice person. The Billy Joel doc's way too long. It's like a Skins preseason game. It goes on forever. But you watch that Billy Joel documentary. You can't do it without just thinking about Feinstein for 3 hours.
Right.
It's impossible not to.
Anytime I hear a Billy Joel song, I definitely think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think even the people who tell us that they hated Feinstein segment,
they secretly enjoyed listening.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like how I am with John. But I did respect him. We did have back and forth off the air, and we tried to find a common ground. And when
there was just a life comfort for us because it was every week for almost 15 years or whatever.
He was in some ways, and I'm saying this probably too generously, but in some ways it was kind of like a father figure to us because he's somebody we grew up listening to. Their sports takes, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, first ever show, the Sports Junkies cable access TV show, really mimicked the sports reporters.
That was our idea.
He was part of it.
Yeah, that was our idea. But I know personally, I've just been stunned at how many times I think about John since he passed.
I got into it with a few times too, where after the show, later in the day, he would email me.
Yeah.
I would never reach out to him. He would email me.
Yeah.
And then I would respond.
Yeah.
Because if I was pissed at him, I'm not reaching out to him.
Right.
But
he would
reach out to me and say, hey, this is why I said this. This is why I understand why you believe this. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just a crazy relationship.
Believe it or not, despite his kind of cantankerous exterior, he was pretty generous. Like when I was writing 100%. Still Barking, he advised me on 100%. The way to go in terms of printing the book and whether I should use a literary agent or self-publish.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a really nice testimonial about the show, which was really nice.
He always meant well, I think, deep down. I would see him occasionally, like we all would in certain, and he would ask you, how's the family? He didn't know my family, but he would ask, like he always made a point, how's the family? Everybody okay? You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, bizarre. I don't know how we came up talking about John.
Somehow from Harry English to John Feinstein.
It's only Wednesday.
All right, coming up next.
But you should listen every Friday. Valdez has done a great job of that. We play tribute to John by playing a Billy Joel song at 8 o'clock.
Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies sports page. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.